WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Since last fall, Birmingham city officials have gone after several motels in an effort to reduce crime and fight blight. Leaders have sued or taken other measures to shut down the businesses. WBHM's Cody Short looked into why this is happening.
Jordan Davis grew up in the Eastwood neighborhood, left for college, and returned home in 2020. Davis says since he's been back, there's been a problem. The nearby USA Economy Lodge.
We actually experienced a violent incident in our neighborhood due to someone who was a resident at the Econo Lodge, and they're not even supposed to have residents past 30 days. And we found out that a number of them have been living there for years.
Davis made multiple calls to the Birmingham Police Department. In fact, the department reported more than 150 calls about the motel during a six-month period in 2021. The Birmingham City Council voted to revoke its business license in November. Alabama lawmakers passed the Drug Nuisance Abatement Act in 1996 to fight crime, safety violations, and falling property values related to illegal drug use. But it wasn't until 2020 that the city of Birmingham took it a step further by creating the Drug and Nuisance Abatement Team in the city attorney's office. They work with the civil courts to hold landlords or property owners accountable for crime, nuisances, and blight. Violators can also be fined up to $50,000.
We're not in the business of shutting down business. So if you look at our track record, we have become partners with a lot of the entities that we've sued.
That's city attorney Nicole King. She says that her team understands that some business owners live out of town, which can make it difficult to keep up with their tenants. So they try to negotiate with them before suing.
They get what's called a 21-day letter. So by law, our team cannot bring a lawsuit unless and until these property owners receive notice that criminal activity and drug activity has taken place on their premises. So it's not like we're just filing lawsuits without them having notices.
Motels aren't the only properties being sued. The city of Birmingham also sued an apartment complex last summer. Eventually, they negotiated a settlement to make improvements like using a security system that is compatible with the Birmingham Police Department's real-time crime center. And those $50,000 fines? King says that money goes towards the city's neighborhood revitalization fund. In the case of the USA Economy Lodge in Eastwood, Jordan Davis says since the city council revoked the hotel's business license and it shut down, he's noticed a difference.
The activity has diminished greatly. There's not a lot of activity there, if at all, any activity there that we've seen. So we're just very pleased with the outcome.
Attorney Nicole King says the city reached a settlement with one motel, resulting in increased security measures, but a lawsuit is still pending against another motel. Cody Short, WBHM.